Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My dear brothers and sisters, one of my dearest friends and students, Hafiz Uwais, sent me this beautiful piece which I want to read for you. The title of it is Leave Them to Allah. It goes, all those who don't know the true you and your worth, all those who don't know the true you and your worth, those who thought that you are evil, but you are the complete opposite of that, all those whom you loved sincerely from your heart, but they cheated you, all those whom you extended assistance to and they stabbed you, leave them to Allah. All those who waited for you to make a simple mistake so that they could walk away and leave you, leave them to Allah. All those who undervalued you and left you when you needed them the most, leave them to Allah. And don't ever hate anyone, because hate drains you of energy, unlike love, unlike forgiveness, and unlike forgetting. Leave them to Allah. And certainly one day, time will tell exactly who you are and what your worth is. So leave them to Allah. And always thank Allah for everything, no matter what your condition is and what your circumstances are. Indeed, after every hardship, there will be relief. And after every difficulty, there is ease. You need to only bear with patience and seek help and assistance from no one else but Allah. Let me repeat that. The title of this beautiful piece is Leave Them to Allah. All those who don't know the true you and your worth, those who thought that you are evil, but you are the complete opposite of that, all those whom you loved sincerely from your heart, but they cheated you, all those whom you extended assistance to and helped, but they stabbed you, leave them to Allah. All those who waited for you to make a simple mistake so that they could walk away and leave you, leave them to Allah. All those who undervalued you and left you when you needed them most, leave them to Allah. And don't ever hate anyone, because hate drains you of energy, unlike love, forgiveness, and forgetting. Leave them to Allah. And certainly one day, time will tell exactly who you are and what your true worth is. So leave them to Allah. And always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, no matter what your condition is and what your circumstances are. Indeed, after every hardship, there will be relief. And after every difficulty, there is ease. You need to only bear with patience and seek help and assistance from no one else other than Allah. My brothers and sisters, I am very fortunate to have such beautiful friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this advice to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he told him, وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا إِنَّا لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah said, and leave me alone to deal with those who hate you, those who deny you, and those who deny my ayat, and those who are in possession of good things of life, and give them respite for a little while. Leave them to me. And Allah said, and be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with what they say, and keep away from them in a good way. And then Allah said, verily with us are fetters, are chains to bind, and there is a raging fire, and a food that chokes, and a painful torment. The ayat of Surat Muzammil, which I remind myself to and you to think about and act on. This is the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Allah said, leave them to me. Don't get engaged. My brothers and sisters, this is such beautiful advice. Because the problem is that when we start this responding, and this is the among the many evils of social media. I mean, if there was one, I would have to, I would still say it, but this is one of many evils of social media. One of the biggest is the way it ends up making us waste our time by giving us this false impression that our responding on Twitter, our responding on Facebook and so on actually makes a difference on the ground. Believe me, this is the biggest figment of imagination. The only difference it makes is to the coffers and to the bank accounts of the owner of Facebook and the owner of Twitter and the owner of WhatsApp and so on and so forth. And you know how all of these are interconnected. It helps them because at the most benign level, they are able to direct advertisements to you. And thereby tempt you to buy this and that. And that's at the most benign level. At more malignant levels, they can do many more things. Some of it we saw already. And more of it which we will see. But therefore, I'm saying that one of the biggest evils of these social media is the fact that it fools us into believing that when we engage with people on social media, that it actually makes a difference on the ground. There are people, there are millions of people in this world, there are refugees, there are wars happening, there are people dying of starvation, there is this COVID virus, everything. Tell me how many zillions of messages have been going back and forth on Facebook and everywhere else relating to all of this. What difference has it made to anybody on the ground? What difference has it made? Absolutely nothing. Zero difference to anyone. While we, all the people who engage, are sitting there, keyboard warriors, getting all het up, blood pressure going through the roof, all kinds of things happening, and sending messages back and forth and replying and this and that. Imagining that we are creating some difference in the world. Believe me, you are not creating any difference at all. The only difference you are creating is in your own life, and that is a negative difference. Even to your own life, you are not doing yourself any favor. So don't engage. Just ignore. There is a wonderful story of this wise sage and his acolyte, his student. So the student comes to the sage and he tells him, he's very upset and he's, he's very angry. And he says to him, Sheikh, how do you deal with people who are so stupid and who are completely ignorant and, they insist on arguing and so on? How do you deal with them? The Sheikh tells him, I tell them, you're right. The student says, oh, that is not right. Sheikh says, you're right. Right? This is the teaching. This is the understanding. It's just you are right. Don't engage. Do not engage. We had this this very tragic incident on Indian television recently, where in one of our infamous talk shows, we have anchors whose sworn aim in life is to aggravate people. So you have anchors who call people on, invite people to talk shows and who abuse them on the show, and then those people get upset and there's absolute screaming matches And of course, our audience is so thrilled to to listen to the screaming match. And one of the invitees had a cardiac arrest and died. He left the show and he had a cardiac arrest and died. And of course, back and forth messages saying this, the TV anchor should be hauled up and for murder and this and that. Obviously, none of that is going to happen. None of that did happen. Point being, my point always is, why do you accept an invitation to a show, to a TV show, where you know in advance what is going to happen? What do you think happens on these shows? Haven't you seen these shows a million times? Don't you know that if you go there, that's exactly what is going to happen to you? Why do you still go there? For what? So I'm giving you an extreme example, but I'm saying that every one of us who gets engaged in all kinds of these kinds of, you know, this person criticized me, that person criticized me, or criticized something that I like, or, you know, express dislike for something I like, whatever the reason might be. Getting engaged with them, arguing with them, is the most completely stupid thing to do in the world. And I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend to you, please do not do that. Don't do it. Right? Stay away from this. JazakAllahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.